Seattle residents, has someone asked for your democracy vouchers yet? Each person received four $25 vouchers to give to qualified candidates in city races. And as KUOW's Amy Radel reports, candidates are working hard to get them.
Seattle voters approved the Democracy Voucher Program 2 years ago. It's funded through property taxes. The goal is to give residents and candidates more incentives to connect. Renee LeBeau says it seems to be working. She coordinates the vouchers at the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission. These days, campaigns are delivering more of them.
If the campaign's bringing me that voucher, they probably had a conversation. So it represents $25 to them. But to us, we know that there was a contact. And that's the point.
More than 4,000 residents have already donated their vouchers, close to the total contributors to those city races in 2015. And your donation is public information. That's how I found Anita Yandel. She's 25, and she sent her vouchers to City Council candidate Teresa Mosqueda. Yandel sees the vouchers as a great way to get younger people involved.
Candidates are starting to host Bring Your Voucher parties so that folks who otherwise wouldn't be able to donate or probably couldn't, like college students who are still trying to pay for their ramen, they can still come and contribute to a candidate that they care about.
City Council candidate John Grant has spoken at dozens of those house parties.
It's a pretty, reasonable ask to come and just show up with these what are essentially coupons. And support a political candidate to create change in the community.
Grant is making a second run for one of the at-large seats on the Seattle City Council. Vouchers account for 90% of his campaign donations, and his pool of donors is four times bigger so far. Candidates who accept vouchers also agree to campaign spending limits. This year, the voucher program only includes candidates for city council and city attorney. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.